نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في قرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد عظيم الجود والكرم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعليه الغالب الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعليه أصحابه أزواجه ذرياته أهل بيته أجمعين. أما بعد،
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the Quran Hakim, in the Noble Quran, in various places in the Noble Quran, Allah has stated, Allah has announced, Tuflihoon. Now the meaning of this word that the commentators have done regularly, commonly, is success. The person who attains success. But the commentators also write in addition that this is a very weighty word, falah, success. There's so much weight in this. It's so solid a word. And there are many meanings that emanate from this. That it's not just by saying success that you restrict the meaning of the word, you limit the meaning of the word. Otherwise, tuflihun has extreme weight. It's very broad and expansive meaning to this word. In other words, falah. What is the meaning of falah? Who is successful? What is success? That this world and everything that's in this world, we have distress, we have sorrows, we have difficulties, we have tragedies, we have obstacles, we have challenges, or you could have the difficulty in the grave after passing away, you could have the severity of death, the severity of the grave, the hardships of the grave. You could have the day of resurrection, the difficulties. You could have the punishments in the hereafter. You could have the shame that one will face in the hereafter. The shame, the punishments, the heat in the grave, the heat of Jahannam, entering into paradise, the test to attain Allah's pleasure, the test to attain high level, high ranks. All of these phases of life, all of them come under the definition of Muflihun, the person who attains falah. So when Allah says that this is the person who's attained falah, or English word success, this means that all of these phases, he will go through these phases and he will attain the positive conclusion in all of these. So in other words, you can say that the solution for all of these challenges is that the individual has attained falah, success. Do you understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? So whenever Allah says tuflihun in the Quran, then in 12 places this verse has come. Tuflihun, Allah has stated 12 places in the Quran. So it's a very important statement. And apart from this, what else do we need in this world and the hereafter? That it covers all the phases of life. That how will a person attain that success? Before this, Allah Ta'ala has told us clearly a wazifa, an action, that whichever individual, that this is Allah's prescription, Allah's formula for success. So it's a confirmed formula. Whoever implements this wazifa, this practice, then what does he attain? Tuflihun, the title. 12 places Allah has stated that if you do the actions that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed to you, then what will you get? Yes, and you will get the success in all these phases. If I summarize it, make it more concise, that there's nothing that the person confronts in life that he cannot attain success if he does this action beforehand. Because Allah has given the prescription. So what's the formula that Allah has given? وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Allah says. So before تُفْلِحُونَ, Allah says, Allah Ta'ala says that remember me so much. كَثِير means Allah says remember me in high quantity, abundance. Why? Because Allah says unlimited you should remember me. Do my dhikr. There's no limit. There's no limit. There's no upper limit, no lower limit. Allah says, as much as you can, what should you do? You should remember Allah. This is the formula to attain the success. So, all of the subjects Allah Ta'ala has very nicely and concisely sealed into this one action. Allah says, whatever you want to attain success in any part of your life or the hereafter, you'd have no need to do any other action. Allah says, رَجُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Just turn to me, focus on me, Allah says, and start doing my dhikr. Remember me. Any action of the world, any distress you have in the dunya, Allah says, I'll give you the formula for success. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا Allah says, just remember Allah and remember Him as much as you can. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Allah guarantees, certificate, guarantee. Allah says, whenever you remember me and you want something, I'll give you that. You want to be saved from azab, punishment of the grave. You want to be saved from the severity of death. You want paradise. You want Allah's pleasure. You want to be saved from distress and tragedy. You want business success. Whatever issue you have in the world, whatever issue you're drowning in, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Allah says. Whatever you're confronted with, challenge in the dunya. So who can deny this now? 12 places, Allah Himself is saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Allah is saying this in addition, that those who have iman, faith, it's for those people who will get this success. Now here another point comes up, that this is all based on yaqeen now, certainty. What's this all hinge on? Your yaqeen, your certainty. Whoever has belief and faith and certainty on the Quranic verses, the more he'll practice on them. Whoever has more belief and faith and conviction. For example, if someone says to you, it's raining outside. If someone says to you, it's raining outside. You say, oh, forget it, it's not raining that much. And you leave and you go outside. Another person says, it's raining. And he sees that, who's telling me this? Oh, this person is trustworthy. He's telling me this. Is it? Yes, it's raining outside. I've seen it. I've experienced it. Oh, yeah, he's honest. He's sincere, this person. Then you will take an umbrella. You put the brolly up because you want to be safe from the moisture. So the person who didn't believe him, he went out. But the other person who believed him, he had faith in him, he left and he was prepared. So if a person says, outside there's someone stood, he's going to beat you up. He's waiting to beat you. You say, who's this person telling me? Oh no, he's talking rubbish. He's not trustworthy. And then he leaves, he goes out. But another person tells you, who you trust, and you know he's honest, don't go out. There's hardship. Someone's waiting to beat you. Then you'll try to protect yourself. You'll be cautious. So what does this mean? That yaqeen, your belief, that takes you towards the practice. Your belief and your faith in something. So if a verse of the Quran comes in front of us like this, that for our worldly life is goodness, clearly is telling us that there's benefit in this world, in the dunya, and complete, practically, you can see that if I do action on these things, in the world I'll get success, and I'll get success in the hereafter. And even then, if the person doesn't practice on it, then is it the mistake of the Quran or the mistake of that person? He doesn't believe in that verse. And you can say to me, he says, I believe in the Quran, I'm a believer, I'm believe. If you believe in the Quran, if you've got yaqeen, and you've got conviction, and you really want to be safe from the hardships through the phases of life, and you want protection through all these phases in life and the hereafter, then Allah's prescribed it. Allah says that means you don't have faith in Allah's words, what He's prescribed to you. Because a person who believes, he'll close his eyes and blindly follow Allah's formula in the Quran, because he wants to get to the destination successfully. So if somebody, for example, we've just prayed Salah. We all prayed Salah, isn't it, just now? So this amal of Salah, every person will get different rewards and different ranks for praying Salah. Remember this. Yes, everyone's prayed Salah, but each and every one of us, when we get in front of Allah, each person's grade will be different due to this prayer. Why? Because whoever prayed more with faith and conviction and certainty, he'll get the higher rank and reward. We're all sat here doing dhikr. I am here, you are here. But when we rise and thereafter, he will get more reward based on his belief, his faith and his certainty. Yes, this is Sahih Hadith Qudsi. Allah says, I am with my servant the way he sees me, believes in me, and has faith in me. So if you have full faith that dhikr is a great action, Allah's remembrance is, you have any difficulty, comes in your life, you say, I don't need to do anything else, I'll start doing dhikr of Allah now. To get the cure, to get the solution. According to your desire, intention, because Allah has already given the good news. Allah says, my servant, I'm with you the way you perceive me, the way you are with me. So we are all sat here, morning and evening are here, dhikr. People say, oh, I get no benefit from doing dhikr. And someone else says that I feel sleepy when dhikr is happening. I don't even know that dhikr is happening. Another person says, I get waswasa, shaitani thoughts when I'm doing dhikr. So different people, I listen to their feedback. And another person says, I get peace and comfort when I do dhikr. So it's the same dhikr that we do. Same gathering, same instruction. Allah is the one who gives the instruction. But each individual's feeling and emotion is different. Reason for this is what? That every person is practicing based on his belief and faith and certainty. One side they're thinking, oh, what's this waste of time, dhikr? Oh, let's do some other action. And someone else says, the more you come weak with a weak intention, then in the same way Allah will give you the benefit in proportion to your intention. Allah is witness. But what do we want to attain? It's your job to attain. So if you don't have yaqeen, and faith. For example, you don't have faith that salah will give you success, then that salah will not give you anything. It won't give you. You pray five times salah, alhamdulillah. Those people whose yaqeen is so strong, they say, Allah, I've got everything through my salah that I just prayed. Because Allah's promise that after salah, I'll give you A, B, C, D. Allah says, I'll give you all the things you need. So whoever spreads his sheet out, pleading and begging to Allah, because he has belief and faith, then Allah will give to him. So it's not the fault of the practice that you don't get the benefit. Someone complains, oh, I'm practicing, I'm praying, I'm doing dhikr, I don't get what I need. It's your fault, Allah says, because your belief and faith is not strong. So if you don't have the intention, if you haven't read the verse and understood and believed, Allah says that you can get success through dhikr, you won't get it. But there's another person, he is a jahil, ignorant, he's illiterate. He says, Quran has said this, Allah says, do my dhikr. Okay, there were people from the villages, countryside, nomads, journeymen, the sahaba, you know, like we say in Punjabi, pendu, the people from the village. They used to come from the rural areas. They used to come, oh, Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what can I do? And the Prophet said, do X, Y, Z. He said, that's it, wallahi, I won't do more than this, I won't do less than this. He used to stand up and walk away. And the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would give the good news that, oh, my companions, look at this man. If you want to see a person of paradise, then this person is going to go to paradise. Why? Because he had belief in what I said. He didn't do any big shot action. Yet the women folk used to come, sisters, oh Prophet of Allah, tell us an action, tell us less to do. We can't do too much. They used to ask the women folk, sahabiya, used to come like this. And they said, oh Prophet of Allah, tell us something easy. And he would reply, read 11 times Surah Ikhlas, read 11 times Subhanallah, 11 times Astaghfirullah. Just recite this. Is this it, oh Prophet of Allah? He replied, yes. And the Prophet said, this woman will go to paradise. Why? Because she had belief and faith in what she was doing. And we can read the whole Quran. If you don't have faith in the Quran, oh, I don't understand the verses, and we run around, we're distressed, and we've got problems and issues in life, and all problems. But we are always in need, but we don't do dhikr of Allah. And Allah says clearly, it's such an easy formula. Allah is telling us the tariqah, the methodology. Allah says, sit for my dhikr in the morning, sit and do my dhikr in the evening. Morning and evening, Allah says, if you remember me, I promise you, you will attain success throughout your whole life. Many things you won't be able to ask me for. This is another hadith I share with you now. Allah says, the person who does my dhikr, many times he doesn't do dua to me for what he needs, but due to his dhikr, I bestow him with what he needs. And those people of belief and faith in the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, then their examples in front of you. My Shaykh, Hazrat Sahib Noor Allah Marqada, he used to go from the Khanqah, and I've seen these with my eyes in my life, and this history of our pious elders, what I've seen from my Shaykh in his life, I am sharing with you, that this is yaqeen. He was poor, my Shaykh, and from Gadai Sharif, his village, he used to go travel by foot to meet his sheikh, his teacher, and it was about 250 miles journey. How much? Like, you know, Lancashire to London, go even further than that. More than that. And he didn't have a Mercedes car. He didn't have a bus he could jump on. He didn't have a horse and a cart. He didn't have a motorcycle or a moped. He didn't have a car. So this is yaqeen belief I'm telling you now. My Shaykh, he knew as well. He also had two eyes, two hands, he had a stomach, he had a house, family. He knew how to earn money. He knew how to make wealth. It wasn't this that he didn't know how to earn money, how to make wealth, how to be successful in the dunya. He knew how to plow and farm. But his belief was on what? That he had read the Quran. And it wasn't like us reading the Quran. They were the people who believed fully on the Quran. And this verse went in front of him that all of success is based on dhikr of a person, the remembrance of Allah. So he used to walk from his khanqah and Gadai Sharif, 250 miles away, his sheikh, his teacher, his institution, his khanqah, where dhikr would take place every Thursday night, like this Thursday night gathering, the majlis. And he heard the praise that this is the benefit of attending. He used to walk by foot. And he had no transportation. And I've seen this journey myself. I've been on that same journey myself. And in between a river comes a big river, River Indus, the River Sindh. And I've crossed that river as well myself. And how do you cross that river? You have to cross by boat. That's how wide is that river. It's like an ocean. You have to cross by the boat. So this fakir, this wali Allah, is walking by foot. And when he gets to the bank of the river, he crosses the river by boat. And it's night time. And the sheikh said to his student that, beware. Because you are traveling for the sake of Allah's name, then it should be only for the sake of Allah. Don't even be greedy that somebody gives you food. You don't stop off and eat with them. Otherwise, it's not for the sake of Allah. You're in the journey for Allah. So trust in Allah in that journey. Don't ask people for food. So he wouldn't stop and ask people for food. That I don't want this, that I want dunya to be mixed up in my journey. My sheikh said this. Because I'm traveling for the sake of Allah, for the trust of Allah, in the reliance of Allah. I don't want anything from Allah. So this is the lesson. That don't even have this much greed for the dunya, that I mix it. So there was no connection with the dunya for the sake of Allah. He kept it khalis pure. Whatever I've observed, I'm telling you. So when he got to the other bank of the river, the other side, it was night time. And he'd have like just less than a pai amount in his pocket. It was night time. So if there was a little shop open, he'd buy some chane. You know, like lentils, chane seeds, chickpeas. He said, I bought some chane from the shop, ate them, took some water, drank and went to sleep. In the morning, gone the journey, by afternoon, 2 days hungry, he'd reach to the khanqah of his sheikh. Why? Because he traveled to attend this same majlis, because he had yaqeen, belief. And he wanted to attend the majlis gathering of dhikr. When he'd arrived there, it was afternoon time. 2 days later, there was no food. Food was going to be served in the evening. Hazrat Sahib's khanqah, no food. No food. Second day, prayed salah. And he'd see his sheikh, Hazrat Sahib Ziyara, sit in the majlis gathering in the evening after Maghrib. There was the dhikr gathering. They would be immersed in that. After that would be the food. What food? It would be spinach. Spinach vegetables. The spinach, boiled spinach. Sometimes potatoes cooked in the water curry. And roti, bread, which was not even fully cooked. And this was their langar. This was their evening meal. Imagine. Listen, and this way the person who has a connection with dhikr of Allah, what will be his maqam status? His status will be that 60, 70 years, morning and evening, this dhikr we have, all of this thawab reward goes to my Shaykh Ali Murtaza, because he taught us this. Morning, whoever has done dhikr, who gets the reward? Ali Murtaza, our Shaykh, my teacher. All, whatever part of the world, the students, women and brothers and sisters are doing dhikr, the reward is going to Ali Murtaza. Allah Ta'ala has revived their names. Today's majlis, this gathering, who will get the reward? Ali Murtaza, my sheikh, my teacher, who taught us what thawab. Is this a minor thawab? By reciting once, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, the whole world of what it contains is not equivalent to Hasbunallah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If you recite it, you can imagine the reward. You are reading La Hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Who's getting the reward? Ali Murtaza, my sheikh. Why? This much reward. Why? Because he had belief, yaqeen, that dhikr, wadhkurullah kathiran la'allakum tuflihun. He brought dhikr into his life. Today he's attaining success and he's wandering around in paradise. My brothers, this dunya, this world is the place of working hard. Make effort. Plow. Farm. You want to earn the hereafter? Then you don't get the hereafter for nothing. You must have istiqamah, be steadfast, take the guidance from Quran. Allah is not strict in the deen. Allah said that Islam is very easy to practice. If Allah said do X, Y, Z, then I'll give you. No, Allah has given us a very easy action. Dhikr Allah. Remembrance of Allah. But shaitan makes dhikr look so difficult to us because he doesn't want us to attain success. We're always stuck in problems. We have business issues, problems at home, family homes. Allah is calling out, do my dhikr and I will solve all of your life and worldly issues, Allah says. Oh, it's too hard for me. Okay, Allah says, I'll establish the gatherings of dhikr. You don't need to establish anything. I am the one who's instructed you in the Quran, in so many places that remember me morning and evening. Allah says, okay, I'll establish the gatherings for you in your city, in your masjid. Morning and evening there's a gathering of dhikr. So at least become those who attend the gathering then. So is this happening or not? Has Allah not helped us along the way? So tell me, what answer will we give tomorrow on the Day of Judgment? Look at this deen. What yaqeen have we got? What belief? That one verse of the Quran, if we don't believe in it, then how can you celebrate Ramadan? How can you keep the fast and celebrate Hajj, etc.? Every action, every amal, what does it compensate for? Your yaqeen, your belief, faith. Every action you do is dependent on your belief, your faith and your certainty. Because otherwise it's empty. We don't know that, what did we read in the Quran? What did we recite? We don't even know that after Salah today, which verse did I recite during Salah? We forget. We just prayed and let's go. Yes? So who are we rejecting here? Who are we trying to attain the rewards from? Who are we bargaining with here? Yes? Oh yes, I pray Salah, I'm regular. What sort of regular namazi are you? The person who doesn't even know what he's recited during his Salah because he doesn't have yaqeen. We're just living a life of routine. So if today we had belief, there's such a great treasure Allah has given to us, his remembrance, dhikr. The dhikr, the remembrance of Allah is a massive, massive treasure. That in the morning, I give you the example, that those awliya Allah, walis of Allah, how did they become walis of Allah? Like my sheikh, did he have horns on his head? Did he have a sign on his head that he's a wali Allah? Did he do extra ibadah? No, his belief, his faith, he grabbed this action, this practice. No wali Allah in the history of Islam will you find who did not do dhikr of Allah. Cannot be, he can never be a wali Allah if he does not do dhikr of Allah. He cannot be a friend of Allah, that person who doesn't do dhikr of Allah. Who wala dhikrullahi akbar, Allah says. I'm not saying this because I do dhikr and I'm telling you to do dhikr. I'm saying this because I do dhikr also for this reason, that there's success in dhikrullah. I do dhikr myself because there's success. And that's why I'm inviting you as a sort of due to love. It's not that I've got a center here, you'll come, you'll attend the zikr, and you'll get a bigger group, and I'll be acclaimed, or I'll get famous. No, no, no. Whether you come or not, doesn't make any difference. I don't know how many people come, who's come. I'm worried about myself. This is Allah's karam, His grace, His fadl, His bounty, that we are all sitting here, and we discuss with each other so we can understand. Yes, otherwise I have no connection whether you come or attend or read. But definitely we have a pain for each other. That what's happened to us people. The Quran, the great kitab, guidance is present. And 12 places in the Quran, I'm counting this, maybe many other places in other ways Allah's presented the same subject about falah, tuflihun, successful people. But we don't know that where will success come from, where does success come from. So one small action Allah has given to us. Allah says, I just like this, that my servant remembers me. That's it. When should we remember? Morning and evening. Do dhikr of Allah. But we don't want to do this. We are feeling sleepy, drowsy, lazy, dunya, business, work, takabbur, arrogance, pride. I don't need to do dhikr. I'm better than this. I've achieved. Yani, how shaitan tricks us and drags and pushes us to hellfire, we cannot imagine. Whereas Allah is saying that success complete is in my dhikr. We say, no, I don't need to do dhikr. Not necessarily. I pray salah, I'm namazi, I'm practicing, I'm strong Muslim. I have no need. Submit. Crush your desires. Crush your desires, that's what Allah Ta'ala likes. Anyhow, may Allah Ta'ala give all of us the ability. There's such a great message Allah is giving and a great action Allah has given to us. We run away from dhikr. Understand this, morning and evening in this masjid, Allah has established this masjid. We have dhikr gatherings morning and evening. Have this intention. I'm coming, Allah, I've come to remember you. You've given this gathering, the reward for this is great. Let's sit down in this gathering and let's get rid of all of our difficulties, whatever difficulty you have in life. I'll sit down and with this niyyah, I'll do dhikr of Allah. Allah has promised that my difficulties will be eradicated. That's it. End of story. But dunyawi issues, alongside that, remember one other thing. Dunyawi worldly problems, always you'll get by. And diseases, sicknesses, they will get by. And the hardships in this world, you'll get by. Even if you're hungry, poverty, even you'll get by. But the difficulty to come in the hereafter, that will not pass by. Remember this. That will not pass by. The time to come after death, that will not pass by. So if you do dhikr, and don't do it just for worldly benefit, alhamdulillah, that's permissible. But don't forget the hereafter. Don't forget about your grave and say, Allah, the severity. Think about your death before that. Allah, save me from the hardship of death. Because you know, kullu nafsun da'ikatul maut. We can't understand the severity and the hardship. The person who's dying, he can tell you the hardship. That whilst he's dying, the hardship. So what is the taste of death? There's even a taste you'll have to taste. Wallahi, Allah knows the taste of death that we don't know at the moment. What will be our condition at that time of death? The severity, the hardship, the pain. the anxiety. So to eradicate and get rid of that, Allah says, remember me now, tomorrow your hardships will end, death and the grave and the hereafter. So when you ask for the world from Allah's dhikr, then definitely say, Allah save me from the hardship at death and change it to a good taste. Allah, give me ease at the time of death. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice on this. Ameen. Recite the Ruchni.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, as-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad, shafi'il muslimin, ta'ala yasir. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyil ummiyyi, wa'ajihi ummahatil mu'minin, wa zurriyyatihi wa ahli baytihi, kama sallaita Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim wa innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma salaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udzu bika min sharri ma istaghaza minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه سينة فرشه وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.